What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled, "This is why nobody respects black people." So, as you guys may or may not know by now, it's been making the news. Black people in Philadelphia, they broke into an Apple store and they started looting because, you know, the iPhone 15 came out. And there's this fat, ugly black girl by the name of Meatball. That's what she goes by on the internet, on social media. She has like 100,000 followers. So what Meatball did is that not only did she film herself looting and stealing, she also told all her followers, "Hey, free iPhones, come here, rob this place." And the police caught her. She was charged with multiple felonies. And when she went on bail, you know, she had the audacity to ask her audience members to give her money to donate to her so she can, quote unquote, live the high life. Now, to normal, healthy people like you and me who actually have an IQ on the positive side of the scale, this is like, bitch, do you realize what type of shenanigans and illegal, unethical, immoral activities you did? And then on top of all that, you wanted people to donate money to you so you can live the high life. So for you and I, that's like, oh my God, I can't believe she did that. But what you guys out there need to understand is that black people, not all black people, but for the most part, black people are genetically inferior, okay? Islam tells us when it comes to genetically inferior people, you just pat them on the head, tell them nice things, and under no circumstance do you give them any power, authority, or say. On top of that, when these genetically inferior people get all uppity, you take out the whip and you start cracking the whip. Coincidentally, this is why black people call white people crackers. Not because you're white like a cracker, but simply because you white people cracked the whip whenever the black man got out of hand. What you guys need to understand is that black people, Arab people, they're both genetically inferior. And they know it, okay? I don't care what when black people say, "Oh, black is beautiful." I don't care how Arab people say, "Oh, well, you know, we have Islam on our side." At the end of the day, black people, Arab people are genetically inferior. Now, black people are a little bit more inferior than Arabs, and that's because they have a lower IQ. The average IQ of an Arab is like 80. The average IQ of a black man is like 70 something. But at the end of the day, guys, black people, Arab people, they are literally in the same boat, you know. In fact, the Prophet Muhammad himself said there is no difference between a black man and an Arab. This was God's way of telling black people, Arab people, you're both equally inferior. Now, the irony here is that black people and Arab people actually hate each other. You would think that black people and Arab people would like hold hands and rebel against a white man, but they don't. And the reason behind it is that, see, with Arabs and blacks both being inferior, they remind the other of just how inferior they are. It's like how black women have the lowest SMV and Indian guys have the lowest SMV. You would think that black women and Indian dudes would be all over each other, but yet they hate each other. See, this is the problem when you are genetically inferior. When you're at the bottom of the bottom, you're not gonna hold hands with people similar to you. You want to go up, okay? Like Euro GA nationalist here on MGTOW TV said, we are inherently a eugenics people. We are not dysgenic, okay? Meaning that as inherently eugenics people, we want to raise our genetics for the future offsprings, okay? Dysgenics is when you lower your genetics. We want to increase our genetics for the future generations, meaning our children. You know, when the Muslims of the Arabian Peninsula got their shit together, they kicked out the Jews, they took away women's rights. What was the first thing that the Muslim people did? What was the first thing that the Muslim people did when they got their act together? The very first thing they did, they were at the gates of Vienna. They weren't at the gates of Burkina Faso, okay? The Arabs could have easily taken over all of Africa, and they did take over North Africa, because the North Africans, you know, like the Egyptians, the Algerians, the Moroccans, you know, like me, they're not black. You know, they're brown, but they're not black. So the Arabs took over North Africa because the North African people, at the end of the day, are pretty much very similar to the Arab people. So same IQ. So they're like, okay, we can take these North African over. This is why the Arabs were very, very quick. This is why Islam was super quick spreading from pretty much Egypt all the way to Morocco, simply because of the fact that the North Africans were brown like the Arabs. The Arabs, the Muslims, could have easily taken all over, taken all Africa all over, but they chose not to because of dysgenics, okay? If Arabs got with black people, that means their future offsprings are going to be inferior. See, this is why Arabs were at the gates of Vienna. They wanted white people. Arabs wanted to conquer white people so they can have their genetic makeup become superior for the next generation. And this is exactly what the Muslims did. If you guys remember, the Ottoman Empire, just about, you know, 100 years ago, the Ottoman Empire was pretty much around the Balkan countries, you know, countries like Romania, Bulgaria, you know, that region was under Muslim rule. Why? Because Muslims wanted to raise their IQ by conquering white people, okay? Believe it or not, 15% of Russia is Muslims. A lot of people don't know that, but 15% of Russia is Muslim. Why? Because, again, the founding fathers of Islam, who were Arab, they wanted to increase their genetic. They wanted to be genetically superior, so they conquered as many white people as possible, while at the same time not having anything to do with black people, okay? So the problem we have with black people here in America, and this is according to EuroGA Nationalist. For those of you who don't know, EuroGA Nationalist, he is of Ghanaian descent. I think he says he's like 75% Ghanaian or Ghanaian, I don't know how you pronounce it. He's 75% Ghanaian or Ghanaian, depending how you want to pronounce it, and like 25% European, meaning he's, you know, 25% white. Africa is a diverse country, guys. Not all black people are the same. Kind of like how not all white people are the same. I mean, to this very day, you know, white Anglo-Saxon Protestants, you know, the British, the Germans, you know, they look down on the freaking Irish, you know. So just like not all white people are equal, not all black people are equal, okay? I know TFM likes to give black people an out by saying, oh, it's not you, it's a welfare. But you know who has more welfare than black people? Native Americans. You know, when was the last time Native Americans burned down an entire city and broke into Foot Lockers? Never happened before. But with black people, it pretty much is a daily occurrence for them now, right? So the problem with the black people in particular that we have here in America, and again, this is according to EuroGA Nationalist, is that the black people we brought into America as slaves, those were the black people that other black people back in Africa didn't want them. Do you guys really think that the white man went into the jungles of Africa 400 years ago to chase after Kunta Kinte? Hell no, they didn't. I actually made a video about this, okay? There was an African queen who worked with the white man to supply them with the black man to be their slaves. So what this African black queen was doing is that she was systematically getting rid of her competitors by allying with the white man and saying, hey, white boys, take this African tribe over here. Look, take them all, you know. So we ended up getting all the inferior Africans that the other African people didn't want, you know. Even TFM himself says American blacks are lazy, good for nothings, while blacks from Kenya, blacks from Ethiopia, they come here to America and they do rather well for themselves. Yeah, again, not all black people are the same, you know. Imagine if America got only like all the white people that Europe wanted to get rid of. Kind of like how Australia got all the white people that the British wanted to get rid of, you know. But actually that worked in the favor of Australia because, you know, Australia has all them Chads out there because, you know, they're descendants of criminals and criminals tend to be, you know, good looking. That's apparently how it works. But yeah, in our case, guys, we got the genetically inferior black people here in America. This is why these black people here in America, this is why they chimp out all the time. This is why they go crazy. They burn down cities. And the thing is, you know, these black people are affecting their own communities, okay? I mean, look, I get it. If you're black people in Compton and you go into Beverly Hills and you steal their shit, okay? I get that, you know? That's a conquest, you know? That's like when Tribe A would go into the lands of Tribe B and steal their shit, okay? I get that. But black people end up destroying their own motherfucking communities. Why? Because black people, they simply do not have the brain power to understand, hey man, by breaking into Foot Locker or stealing this iPhone, eventually all these places are gonna leave and, you know, price of food is gonna go up or we're not gonna have food. The black brain here in America simply can't comprehend that. You guys need to understand something about black people, okay? Black people inherently... See, have you guys realized that how this all works, okay? Have you guys realized how all this shit works, okay? What you guys need to understand is that when humanity first started, okay? When humanity first started... See... We went from black to white, okay? As humanity became more and more civilized, okay? As people became more and more civilized, their skin tone became lighter, okay? So when humanity first started, we needed black people to walk around saying, ugh, ugh, sex, ugh, ugh, food, okay? Now, we don't really need black people anymore. Outside of throwing a ball and fucking singing and dancing, what good are black people? They're utterly useless. Real talk, guys. Black people are utterly, utterly useless, okay? And again, not all black people are the same, okay? Blacks from Kenya, blacks from Ethiopia, they're superior to the blacks we have here in America. Because again, According to EuroGA nationalists, we imported the genetically inferior black people that other black people didn't want. Okay, so we got a really bad deal here in America, okay? So the problem, guys, is that these black people, they just don't know how to be civilized. They really don't, okay? So to black people, you know, to black people, murder, thievery, to them, there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, black people genuinely don't see anything wrong with murdering and stealing. Because again, when humanity first started, sex, food. There was no civilization back then, okay? So that African brain is stuck 5,000 plus years ago when they had to like kill or be killed. You know, they saw something they like, they're gonna take it. If you happen to have it and they have to murder you to take it, they're gonna do that, okay? So you guys out there need to understand, black people cannot live in a civilized society. Now, the reason why black people, you know, before segregation was ended, the reason why they were doing so well was because anytime a black person gets uppity, the white man will take out the whip and go, okay? This is the only thing inferior people understand, is physical punishment. You take Arabs, for example. Do you guys know that Arabs respected America the most right after 9/11? Why? Because you were raping their women, you were killing their children, and you were dropping fucking A-bombs on them, okay? See, Arabs also know that they are inferior, okay? I remember 20 years ago, I was in a movie theater in Egypt. It was a movie theater in Egypt in a low-class neighborhood. And this blue-eyed, blonde, white dude, he walks in dressed like a native Egyptian. He was dressed in a robe, okay? Now, the Egyptians who wear robes, those are the lower classes Egyptians, okay? So I remember the people in the movie theater, they were making fun of this white dude. They're like, why is this Khawaga trying to dress like us? You know, what's wrong with him? You know, the word Khawaga in Arabic is the same as gringo for Spanish people, okay? It's kind of like a derogatory term for foreigners. So, yeah, when white people try to act like Arabs, the Arabs lose all respect for them. Because the Arabs are like, why is this white dude who's blue-eyed, blonde, white, you know, superior to us? Why the fuck is he trying to be like us inferior people? Now, the thing you guys need to understand is that nobody is ever gonna come out and say, yeah, we're inferior. Nobody's gonna do that, okay? Black people genuinely believe that they were kings. Black people genuinely believe that fucking, what is it called, you know, Kawanga or Wakanda, yeah. Black people genuinely believe that Wakanda was real, that black people were doing intergalactic travel, and they actually had fucking space age technology, and then the white man came in and fucked up their shit. Never happened, guys, okay? Black people, if anything, the white man actually elevated people of color. A lot of people don't know this, but thanks to white people, Egypt was the 7th country in the world, okay? Egypt was the 7th country in the world to have an airline. All thanks to white people, you know? Because Egypt was taken over by the French and the British. Now, Sandman himself actually went to my hometown of Alexandria, Egypt, and he's like, Alexandria, Egypt used to be beautiful. And yes, Alexandria, Egypt in the 40s was known as the Paris or the Pearl of the Orient, okay? In the 40s, guys, Alexandria was filled with Italian, Greek, European people who made Alexandria beautiful, great, and amazing. In fact, My forefathers and foremothers, they were foreigners who did meet in Alexandria. As you guys know, I am a Middle Eastern mutt. I got genetics from all over the Middle East and Africa. I got genetics going all the way from fucking Ashkenazi. Hence the reason why I'm not that good looking, you know. I got Ashkenazi genes all the way to fucking West African genes. So yes, I, Amr Mitwali, have the genes of the genetically inferior black people, okay? So sometimes I get the urge to like burn down a city and break into a Foot Locker. You know, in fact, whenever I listen to a Coach Bitch Pill video, real talk guys, when I listen to a video by Coach Bitch Pill, I have to park my car out in the boondocks, roll up the windows, lock the doors, because whenever I hear his whiny, nasally, girly, librarian voice, I just want to fucking burn down a whole city and like rob a Foot Locker, you know? So yeah, I got that genetic, that chimp genetics in me. Now, like Euro GA nationalist said, it's not about skin color, guys, okay? Heck, I'm darker than most black people. It's about the genetics you have that are dominant. Now, fortunately for me, the Jew genetics are dominant in me, okay? So, when you have inferior genetics, you want to eliminate those inferior genetics. For example, right now, I'm on the way to do the Japanese hair straightening, okay, guys? As you guys know, every half year or maybe every 6 months, 7 months, you know, I do the Japanese hair straightening. It cost me about $400, okay? I know some of you guys out there been saying, yo, Amr, why don't you just cut your hair, let your natural hair grow out? Well, because if I did that, you know, I'm gonna have black people hair, you know, I'm gonna have a fucking afro, you know. So let me see if I can show you my natural hair, because I got like 6 inches of like natural hair, you know. I mean, my hair is not like black people hair. You guys have to understand, man, I'm mixed, okay? So my hair is not like fucking black people, you know, hair. It's kind of like black people hair. It gets real curly, you know. That's why I do the Japanese hair straightening. You know, I do Japanese hair straightening the same way a black woman wear weaves and dye their hair blonde, you know, or the weave blonde, because subconsciously we want to eliminate signs of inferior genetics. An afro is a sign of inferior genetics. This is why, again, black women wear weaves and dye their hair blonde, you know. In my case, I say to your face, look, I don't want a fucking afro, because again, that is signs of inferior genetics. So what I do is that I go to the Japanese hair straightening guy every 6 to 7 months, you know, pay the guy $400, get my hair straightened, you know, a little bit cut, a little bit taken care of, and boom, shaka, laka, 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 we're good for the next, you know, 6 to 7 months before the regrowth, you know, starts taking effect. So, yeah. Now, when I want to have children, do you guys think I'm gonna go to fucking Africa and stick my dick in a black woman? Hell no, I ain't. I'm gonna go to fucking Europe. I'm gonna find the whitest, tallest, straightest blonde hair, blue-eyed woman, and come in her pussy. At the end of the day, guys, I want superior genetics for my children, okay? Look, I'll come in a white girl's pussy just based off of genetics alone, okay? I just want genetically superior kids. That's all I want, okay? See, this is why you Muslim cells out there, I've been telling you Muslim cells for a long time now. I've been telling you, man, if you can't organically get Stacy, bribe Stacy to have your children. You Muslim cells out there, you black dudes out there watching this, stop sticking your dick in inferior woman, okay? If you have to bribe Stacy to have your children, do it, okay? I am sick and tired of genetically inferior Arabs, genetically inferior black people, okay? Because at the end of the day, you guys do nigger shit. This is the problem with genetically inferior people, you know? The good thing about white people is that when white people do nigger shit, they're called out by other white people, you know? And worst case scenario, they'll just call the police on the white dudes who are doing nigger shit. When black people do nigger shit, oh, he didn't do nothing. He's a good boy. You know, kind of like that black girl Meatball, who this video, who is the inspiration for this video. You know, the black community is like, oh, she's a good girl. Well, in their world, yeah, she is a good girl, because again, genetically inferior black people, look, back in the day, guys, genetically, these black people, back in the day, you know, there was no money, there was no civilization. So, for a black person, you know, stealing from the iPhone store, to them, there's nothing wrong with it. So, when black people come out and say, oh yeah, my son who murdered your son to steal their iPhone, he's a good boy, he's a didn't do nothing, they're not lying. They're not being hypocrites. They're actually telling you the truth from their genetically inferior point of view. Because again, when humanity started, we needed black people to walk around, ugh, ugh, sex, ugh, ugh, pussy. If that means they have to steal, so be it. If they have to murder, so be it. Black people, they did not have a civilization. Therefore, for black people, thievery and murder, it really doesn't count to them. So again, when you guys see black people saying, oh yeah, he's a didn't do nothing, you know, she was a good girl who was led astray, no, 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 they genuinely mean that these were good kids. Because again, if a black person has to murder to get something, so be it. If a black has to steal to get something, so be it. This is why black people can't be in white people's society. Heck, black people can't even be in Arab people's society, even though Arabs are a little bit higher IQ than black people, okay? You guys remember that black girl, you know, the black American Shaniqua, who went to Dubai and she thought she can yell at people, you know, because she gets away with it here in America? They locked her ass up in Dubai. In fact, I think she might still be in jail in Dubai right now because she was doing nigger shit in Dubai. Guys, Arabs have no mercy for black people when they do nigger shit, okay? You know, if you go to the Middle East and you see black people in Arab countries, those black people are very, very well behaved, because they know the second they do nigger shit, they're gonna get lynched, okay? So when it comes to genetically inferior people, you have to be willing to crack them with a whip, you know, be a cracker. You have to be willing to lynch them, or in the case of Arabs, be willing to drop a nuclear bomb on them, you know. Now, Arabs don't respect us Americans because, look, child molester Biden, look how weak and pathetic he is. Arabs don't respect us. If America had a strong alpha male in charge, Arabs would be sucking his dick like nobody's business, you know? So this is why I am telling you, genetically superior people out there, you gotta take out the whip when it comes to genetically inferior people. Now, the question you guys are probably asking, if white people crack the people of color, who the hell cracks the white people? That's us Jews. We Jews are the ultimate crackers, okay? Now, the question you guys are probably asking is, who cracks the Jews? That's God. See, this is why God in the Quran said, فَضَّلْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ, I have preferred you over the rest of mankind. We Jews, now, just so we can be absolutely clear, okay? The chosen people are the descendants of the noble prophet Yaqub, okay? Those are God's chosen people, okay? Now, a lot of black people out there, they think that Yaqub and his descendants were black. No, no, no. That is the most epic cope in the history of mankind. If you genuinely think that Yaqub and his descendants were black, you are gravely, gravely mistaken, okay? So, the father of Yaqub was Isaac. Isaac is a descendant of Abraham and Sarah, okay? Now, the Prophet Muhammad said to his companions, if you want to see how your forefather Abraham looked like, look no further than me, okay? So, Abraham, like the Prophet Muhammad, he was brown, okay? So, Abraham, like most Middle Eastern people from modern-day Iraq and Arabia, Abraham was a brown dude. Now, his wife, Sarah, she was beautiful. She was beautiful to the point where the Pharaoh of Egypt wanted her to be part of his harem, okay? Now, keep in mind that the Pharaoh of Egypt, he had access to brown women. He even had access to black women as well, yet he wanted Sarah. Why did he want Sarah? Because her beauty was not known among the people of color of Egypt. So Sarah had to be blue eye, blonde, white, beautiful, okay? This is why Pharaoh wanted her. Now, flash forward to the great-grandson of Ibrahim. That would be Prophet Joseph. So just to give you a quick history lesson, we got Abraham and Isaac. Abraham and Sarah, they had Isaac. Isaac had Yaqub. Yaqub had Jacob. Yaqub is Jacob. Yaqub had Joseph, okay? Joseph was a guy who was sold into slavery in Egypt. Now, Joseph, the wife of the guy who bought Joseph as a slave, she wanted to sleep with Joseph because he was so hot. In fact, all her girlfriends were mesmerized by how handsome the Prophet Joseph was. Now, mind you, Egypt, they had brown people, they had black people. So why was Prophet Joseph so damn hot for these Egyptian women? It was because he was blue eye, blonde, white, just like his foremother Sarah, okay? So for all of you people out there who think that Yaqub and his descendants were black, no, 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 they were not, okay? They were white. Just accept it. And by the way, white people are the descendants of Esau. Esau is the older brother of Yaqub, okay? So, Isaac had Yaqub. Isaac had Esau. Esau is the forefather of white people. And Jacob is the forefather of us Israelites, okay? So, both ways, whites and Israelites are descendants of Sarah, who is white, okay? This is why we Jews work so well with white people. We Jews flourish in white society. You guys take me for example. I fucking deliver pizza, for God's sakes. Yet, MGTOW TV, last year for 2022, MGTOW TV processed over 40, we paid over 40 $100,000 to content creators on MGTOW TV last year, and God willing, this year, we're probably going to even break that number. So we choose Flourish perfectly in white countries because at the end of the day, we are descendants of the same mother, okay? At the end of the day, we are descendants of Sarah and Abraham, just like white people are descendants of Sarah and Abraham. Arabs are descendants of Abraham and Hajar. Now, Hajar was one of the slave women of Pharaoh. So Hajar, she was brown, okay? Hajar was one of the many, many concubines of Pharaoh, okay? She was part of Pharaoh's rotation. There was nothing special about her. In fact, just to show you that there was nothing special of Hajar, that when Pharaoh wanted to rape Sarah, because again, she was blue eye, blonde, beautiful, okay? He wanted to rape her. And every time he would come close to Sarah to rape her, he would have an epilepsy. So after trying to rape her a few times and each time having an epilepsy, Pharaoh was like, this woman is possessed. So just to be in the good graces of Sarah, not only am I going to let her go, I'm also going to give her one of my concubines, you know, to help her out, you know. So he was like, hey, Sarah, get lost and take one of my concubines with you, you know, just, you know. So there was nothing. This is nothing against Hajar, okay? Hajar was a good Muslim woman. I'm not taking anything away from Hajar when it comes to her piety to Abraham and God. I'm simply stating when it comes to genetic makeup, there is nothing special about Hagar, okay? Arabs are descendants of Hagar, okay? There is nothing special about Arabs, you know. I get a lot of Arabs, you know, sending me emails and messages talking about Arab superiority and how Arab people will once again rule the world. No, bro. We are going from black to white. Arabs, because they were brown skin, Arabs had their time under the sun 1,000 years ago. White people are going to be the people in charge of humanity. Now, can white people be Muslim? Absolutely. But if you think Arabs once again are gonna rule the world, you are just as bad as black people who genuinely believe that black people once again are gonna rule the world, okay? You black people, you had your time under the sun when humanity first started. You brown Arab people had your time under the sun 1,000 years ago. Now it's the white man in charge. And when Jesus, you know, Muhammad ain't coming back. Jesus is coming back. Jesus is white. Accept it, okay? Now, Jesus probably is going to have a little bit of a tan like me. He's probably going to look more like me than he would fucking Chris Hemsworth. But at the end of the day, guys, Jesus is more closer to white people than he is to Arab people. Just accept it, guys, okay? Again, this is why I tell you Arab sales out there, curry sales out there. If you can't organically get Stacy, bribe Stacy. Look, I know an Indian dude. He looks like the proverbial Indian curry sale. He married himself a white Stacy. Guess what? His kids look more white than they do Indian. So when his kids marry white women and have children with those white women, their next generation of kids are pretty much gonna be white. So their Indian father who's more curry than fucking Yogi Obes, his grandchildren are pretty much gonna be white, okay? It only takes two generations to move your inferior genetics, okay? So, when I have, you know, God willing, of course, when I have kids with a white girl, they're not gonna have curly hair, okay? So, all it takes, guys, is two generations. You can go from being an ugly Hindu, ugly Arab, ugly black dude, to having, like, pretty much white kids in two fucking generations, guys. You get yourself a beautiful white woman, your kids will get themselves a beautiful white woman, your grandkids are effectively gonna be white, okay? And before I close this video, because I'm almost at the Japanese hair straightening place, the reason white women are the way they are, the reason why black women are the way they are, they chimp out, they do all this crazy shit, they're violent, they're loud, it's because they can't get white guys to come in their pussy, you know? No white guy wants to have children with black woman, okay? I remember when I was driving cab, you know, I picked up this Jewish dude from the Hollywood Hills. It was like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock at night. He wanted to go down to Compton. And I'm like, bro, what the fuck you doing going down to Compton? He's like, I'm going to sleep with Shaniqua. I'm like, really, dog? Really? You live in a $5 million McMansion. You guys fly in the most beautiful people, most beautiful woman into the Hollywood Hills, and yet your dumbass wants to go sleep with fucking Shaniqua, Shanini, Yolanda, Tiandra. What's wrong with you, bro? He's like, I just want to feel dirty. So this just goes to show you guys that, yeah, a white dude might have jungle fever and fuck a black woman, you know, just because, but he's not gonna reproduce with her. Black women know that white dudes will never ever reproduce with them because of their genetic inferiority. This is why black women are the way they are. It's because they cannot move up in their genetics. Black women can never ever be eugenics. They cannot move up in their genetics, okay? They can only move down. This is why black people today are the way they are. It's because these black women are like fucking, you know, like TFM said, you know, these black women who live in Section 8 housing, they all fuck the same Tyrone. So a lot of these kids who live in Section 8 housing, they're all related to one another. They're all like half brothers, half sisters, okay? This is why blacks in the inner city are so goddamn the way they are. It's literally because they're fucking half brothers, half sisters, okay? Again, this is dysgenics. Oh god, I have to do a fucking detour now. Fuck that shit. That's fine. I have to do a detour. That's fine. I don't care. I have to do a detour. US-1 is closed. That's fine. More time doing this video. So, black women, guys, they cannot go up in genetics. They only go down. And as more and more black women sleep with Tyrone, as more and more women, black women are in Section 8 housing, their kids will only become worse and worse and worse simply because their kids are fucking pretty much their own brother and sister. They just don't even know it. Again, they're low IQ. They can't help it, guys. Black people, again, not all black people, because there are black people out there who are better than other black people. You know, like TFM said, you know, the Kenyan black, I know Kenyan blacks, okay? I drove cab with Ethiopian blacks. Those Ethiopian blacks are hella smart, okay? So just because you got too much melanin in your skin doesn't necessarily mean you're fucking genetically inferior, okay? But at the end of the day, Kenyan blacks Ethiopian blacks, if you want to call them Ethiopian blacks, even though I'm darker than most Ethiopians, to be honest with you. At the end of the day, they are better off than fucking West African blacks. And again, I got some West African DNA in me. You know, it's very small, but every now and then, guys, I just get the urge to chimp out. And coincidentally, this is why Coach Bitchmill doesn't want to meet me in person, because he knows I'll be the real third flinging monkey, because that voice of his, you know, makes me fucking want to burn down the city and like rob a footlocker, you know. But at the end of the day, guys, and the whole point of this video is that if you are genetically inferior, you need to raise your genetics. Best thing you can do is get with a white woman. If you can't organically get with a white woman to have your kids, bribe Stacy to have your kids. At the end of the day, guys, white people are gonna rule. Jesus is gonna be the ultimate king, and Jesus does fall under the category of white. It is what it is. So that's pretty much the video I had for you guys. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.